The place where most people get stuck around alcohol is that they think they're going to always want it, that they're always going to have the desire, that they're always going to feel tension in their body, that they're not going to have fun, right? But what if I told you that you could use your mind to create relief naturally on your own, on demand? You can also enhance any experience by creating and generating any emotion you want to on demand. You are that powerful. Yes. This is everything I teach you inside of my program, The Naturally Sober Woman, and it is available to you right now on demand. These are the tools that I teach my private one-on-one clients, and I have made it extremely affordable for everyone to be able to get access to that now so that you can step into your future from a place of empowered confidence and really restyle your whole life in every single area so that alcohol no longer becomes an important part of your journey. Follow the link in the show notes and I will see you on the inside.
Do you ever feel like you're outgrowing alcohol, that you are longing for a deeper connection to life? If alcohol is keeping you playing small and feels like the one area you just can't figure out, you are in the right place. Hi, my name is Mary Wagstaff. I'm a holistic alcohol coach who ended a 20-year relationship to alcohol without labels, counting days, or ever making excuses. Now I help powerful women just like you eliminate their desire to drink on their own terms. In this podcast, we will explore the revolutionary approach of my proven 5 shifts process that gets alcohol out of your way by breaking all of the rules and the profound experience that it is to rediscover who you are on the other side of alcohol. I am so thrilled to be your guide. Welcome to your journey of awakening.
Blackbird sing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You've been waiting for this moment to arrive. Blackbird fly.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You are only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird fly. Blackbird fly into the light of a dark black night. Blackbird fly, blackbird fly into the light of a dark black night.
Welcome back to the show, my beautiful listeners. I hope that warmed your hearts. That is something that Emmett and I have been working on for a while, and we love to sing together. So it was the first time he actually was allowing me to record him. So I was really excited to share that. Briefly today, we're going to talk about a couple of things: motivation and determination. So you hear me talk a lot about compassion and curiosity, and I think those are two emotions that can motivate us, right? I mean, motivation is another emotion as well, but I think that they can create motivation or build momentum. They can at least get us in. Curiosity and compassion can get us through that resistance that I talked about on the last episode. So oftentimes we kind of take a more neutral stance to take action or have compassion, to take our fear with us, to move through resistance. And then when we're in motion, we create motivation, right? When it's like a body in motion stays in motion. When you get up and you get moving, you build momentum, which can then be motivating. You're like, oh, wow, you know, look at all, everything I've got done or whatever. However, things that sometimes can also, just like willpower, it has a threshold, just maybe even in a day, right? Or depending on your cyclical nature, and maybe there's external circumstances that sometimes keep, you know, throwing themselves in front of your path, and things that are out of your control, and they're kind of unmotivating you, right? It's like, man, you think sometimes, like, no matter how hard I try, this thing keeps happening to me, or, you know, something shows up. It's like I make some space for myself and then something comes up and I've got to be available, right? Now, there's some other coaching that could happen around that about, like, we always choose everything that we do. But yeah, when you have obligations, or, like, for example, today I had Emmett was off of school. If you hear anyone in the background, I didn't know he was going to be off of school when I had scheduled the carpets to get cleaned and a podcast interview that I had been back and forth with this particular person for a long time, and it had been like months out, and I didn't even realize these were like overlapped. And so, you know, it was one of those mornings, but everything worked out. And so thankfully, but even if it hadn't, nothing would have been a big deal. But when it comes to alcohol and making this big change, right, something that seems really, really big in your life right now, and it is, because it has a huge impact, right? It's like this little thing. On the other side of it, it's like this little thing, but it has the most profound impact while you're doing it and after you're doing it than anything will have in your life. So often what you need to start the process, and I call this a couple of things in the program, but you need determination. And the emotion that I use is conviction, but I think conviction and determination are two similar emotion. So determination is a firmness of purpose or a resolve. If you've ever practiced yoga nidra, they ask you to state your resolve to you. It's like, what are you, like, if you couldn't quit, right? Like, what is your resolve? What is your firmness of purpose and why? So I call this also like your unflinching why. And conviction can be firm. Conviction, I think I talked about this recently, you know, it's like that fierce motherly love of, you know, enough is enough. I know that you can do this. So get it together and pull up your boots and, like, sit down and take this time to move through this resistance. And so this is where a factor outside of you might come into play, and there might be a resolve, right? For some people, it's their children, their family, right? It's like, I knew for me, I knew alcohol, it's even subconsciously, was such a huge influence as I was growing up, like, not even in a negative way, but it became this example of just like how people operate as adults, the natural course of things, the rite of passage, right? How we celebrate, how we grieve, how we do all of these things. And I had enough of an awareness that wasn't useful, or at least it was limiting, that I didn't want that for Emmett. I didn't want that to be the example for him. I wanted him to know that his emotions weren't problems, that he had a full emotional awareness, and hopefully that helps him as he grows into adulthood, that he has a different connection with his embodied emotions. So there's no blame or shame or regret, but very innocently and unintentional, it's like, yeah, of course this is what you do. But what I find is that it's a very limiting way to interact with our emotions, to numb them, to dissociate from them, and to pretend like they're not there, considering that the emotion is the thing that makes us the most human. So for me, since I was very little, I was determined to have the fullest experience of life possible. And in many occasions, that was through the experience of mind-altering substances, alcohol being the majority of them. In my younger years, before I started drinking at all, I consumed marijuana on a regular basis, and I've tried many other mind-altering substances. So for me, that was like what I thought some experiences were, again, finding out through my journeys and the spiritual realms of different more esoteric modalities and deep devotion, connection with the natural world, connection with my son, connection, just intimacy with myself, my partner, the divine. Again, that was very limiting because it is A, not sustainable, B, and again, there's no judgment because people, you know, do what they need to do. And some people use certain things for lots of different reasons, right? But for me, it was very limiting. So the question is always like, why, right? Is there resistance to not using this thing? What's your why? And is it something that you're willing to try to do on your own? So for me, it was limiting. I had those experiences, and then I was like moving on to having the access and the availability to other experiences. So I've been determined with my resolve to never limit my capacity for an experience. And that is only really truly comes through our thinking, right? Our thoughts are what really limit what we think is possible. And it's something, you know, I feel really fortunate that I was born with. Like I never thought, oh, I can't do that. I really have never had that thought about anything. So things there, you know, but now on the other side of alcohol and being older and being exposed to many things and being open to new perspectives, my determination has shifted because I'm having dreams and goals and that are just really for, they're for enjoyment, they're for fun, they're for survival also, to meet my basic needs, but mostly for the experience of it. And it's, you know, it's a balance, it's practice to get the ego out of the way and to remember like nothing's gone wrong. This is just another experience, right? So my determination and my resolve to never quit on myself, and to really know with deep honesty why I would, like what would be a reason that I would quit anything, because that was something, that has really been a huge, huge goal and mindset shift for me since I was younger, where I was able to quit a lot of things, maybe even encouraged. And, you know, that's fine too. And so I have had to really work on pushing through kind of like, I don't feel like it. And I talked about that a couple of episodes ago, probably several now, about that success switch, right? That success begets success. And when you have a strong resolve and you have strong determination, you can move through and like that is going to what's going to hold you, your unflinching why, past motivation, past willpower, right? Like those things can, they're sometimes just not there, but the determination to just know like quitting's not an option. I mean, it is, but like in my mind, it's not, right? And failure like is just part of it, right? So you can, in quitting and failure two very different things for me. Failure is part of the process. Quitting is not an option. So if you can get comfortable with those things, then your determination to change your relationship with alcohol, to give yourself the opportunity to really live a life of full embodiment, full awareness, full alignment is what's going to get you there. And just know, like, I can change my mind at any time, right? So what is the unflinching why? Like, you have to come in it with a heartfelt intention of this determination. Why does this really matter to you? And towards the positive, right? Not just because alcohol is bad for me, but like, what does that mean about you and your life? So see if you can find some of that conviction, that unflinching why, that determination. See if you can really anchor into that for yourself, and you might already have it. This is something I find is alcohol is such a strong habit that we kind of override all of the other skills and ways that we're already, like, you're already successful in so many areas. You already have such strong conviction in so many areas. And find one of those things that you were just like, no, like, there's no way I'm quitting this, right? It's like, I mean, even your children, right? Like, if you have children or a marriage, and really, what is that why? And how can you let that fuel you? And how can that be, you know, for you? I mean, really, if you need any determination, it's that life is short and I only get one shot at this, and I'm going to give it my all, right? I want to know at the end of the day, I did my absolute best experiencing every facet that this human experience had to offer me. So get out there, write it down, really let that emotion fill you up. You can even get a little angry. Like, that emotion can be really powerful sometimes, to just like, yes, and let it fuel you, right? So that the next time you need it and you've been going strong and maybe that motivation for whatever reason dips down, you can tap into your determination and you can remind yourself of the deep, deep unflinching why and your firmness and your purpose and your resolve. And that might be because, like, you have this big passion project, right? Like, you have this goal. Like, for me now with my business, it's like, I want to get this message and my method into as many hands as possible because I think it's so unique, so life-changing. I'm the only one that can deliver it. And however I do that, whether it's through one-on-one coaching, through the podcast, writing a book, like all the things, I'm not giving up until I know. And I really should probably define what that looks like for me. I mean, I know I want to write a book, and I really think doing a TED Talk would be really cool too. Maybe some national news coverage. So maybe that's when I'll know, right, that I've made it. But it doesn't matter, because every day this message is reaching you. And I'm so, so, so grateful that you showed up today for yourself, to be part of this community, to be part of this sphere. So welcome to the circle. Welcome to your journey of awakening. And I hope you have an amazing day. Imagine taking the podcast every week to the next level with achievable goals and an action plan tailored specifically to your needs. Finding personalized support is how you gain control of your destiny. In my private one-on-one coaching program, Fast Track to Freedom from Alcohol, you get your own personal cheerleader, that's me, every week, helping you get clear, stay curious, and committed to what matters most versus resigning again and again to your habitual patterns. Every big change starts with one next step. Schedule a complimentary call with the link in the show notes or on my website, marywagstaffcoach.com, to get a new perspective on an old habit.